Hey, peeps, please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the family. All right, so now that that's out of the way, let's get into this. All right, so I'm not sure exactly how much people got from the other stream, but anyways, what is going on, Crypto Family? So today we've got Methods with us. He usually needs no introduction, the one and only. So thanks a bunch for coming on, and thanks a bunch, peeps, for bearing with us while we're getting everything set. So many apologies, but it's going to be a great show. So Methods, thanks a bunch for coming on. Appreciate you, buddy. What is going on with you today?
Not a whole lot. I'm just going ahead and let everybody know about the fresh stream real quick so they can come over and hang out with us. But man, I'm doing good. This is that beautiful chaos of the world that's going on with the election coming up, all the Hunter Biden stuff dropping. And it's just like, I can appreciate the moment, just step back and see it. So I'm enjoying myself. I enjoy, you know, the energy that's going on here. So man, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Man, you know, it's just one of those things, you know, with all the different businesses we have, it keeps us pretty busy. But with the election, you know, it's one of those things that I think has been weighing on a lot of us. I mean, you know, for people that, you know, follow Trump, for people that, you know, kind of follow what's going on, we see that he's going to win in the biggest red wave, I think, in the history of our country. But it's also frustrating, too, when we have so many family and friends and people that are always, you know, they're scared. They're terrified. They, you know, they follow the mainstream media. They're wondering why there hasn't been arrests. They see all this crazy stuff that goes on all the time, and they're wondering why there's no justice. And, you know, it's frustrating a little bit, you know, for us that know that you have to keep trying to, you know, relax these people a little bit, you know, family and friends, of course. I think that, you know, a lot of the justice that people are looking forward to seeing, I think, is going to happen after Trump has been reelected. That's something I've been saying from, you know, for months now. People keep asking, you know, when are there going to be arrests? When am I going to see perp walks? When are people going to have to pay for their crimes? And I've been saying that, you know, I think it's going to be after his second term. That's when they'll burn, right? I think second term they burn. That's what I've been saying for a long time. And I think that's going to be the case, because if he did it before the election, people would think that he's trying to interfere with the election and create some chaos, or, you know, they may contest it. But, you know, now with all the stuff that's coming out with Hunter Biden and all the stuff that's coming out with Joe and all of his, you know, the collusion and just the bribes and all the money he's been taking from overseas, I don't think anybody's going to question when Trump wins, you know, on 11-3. I don't think anybody's going to question that, because they're going to be like, you know, corrupt Joe. There's no way he could be our president. So what do you think, man? And what have you been hearing out there from your family and friends?
All right, well, I get that about people wanting the rest. Why do we not have perp walks? We see enough of the information that's got to be there. And instead of trying to justify it, even while we're trying to keep people calm, keep them relaxed and understand the situation and what it is, if anything, that's a testament on how deep the swamp really is. If you notice how Trump over the last year or so, he's added that into his speeches about how he had no idea. And we're kind of seeing it now on the release of information, and now like we're having to get it from a computer shop owner and a wet laptop being dropped off by a crack addict for us to get some of this information that the FBI would have known about. They would have known these things were going on. So that just shows you that there's so many gatekeepers and wrenches in the machine in place that makes it very difficult. But I also can appreciate how we were all talking about Spygate. We're all talking about Durham. Is he going to do anything before the election or not? And then out of nowhere, we got this laptop situation. And once again, we found out about that the FBI knew about it in December, if not earlier than that. So I think we have plenty to that we need to be covering and discussing right now. And as far as like what you said on the second term, I look at it as like first term salvage what you can of the government, get out the right, you know, get out the people that don't need to be there, put the right people in place, pay attention, leak out stuff to see who's really talking to the media. It's all those like honey traps, essentially. Yep. On catching people and information. And then the second term would be savage. And so I can't appreciate that. I'm not trying to make excuses. I assume things would kind of happen before this election as being the October surprise, because it would be damning about the fact that they were spying on the last campaign during the 2016 election, and the president was the former president was abusing it, and he was involved in it, which means that the candidate against Trump now was a part of that as well. And we've had that come out with the January 5th meeting with VP Biden bringing up the General Flynn idea about, you know, getting him charged and stuff like that. So I thought that's what the October surprise was going to be, but I do believe that this is kind of laying the groundwork on why they were spying and trying to remove President Trump because of all this corruption we're now getting to really peek behind the curtain on.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. There's so many things going on and so many people now. You've seen that the fire list, right? The people that Trump is going to fire after his second term starts. Because I mean, there's just it appears that the heads of all these intelligence agencies are super corrupt and they're doing everything they can, like you said, to kind of suppress the truth, keep things, hidden, sweep things under the rug, try to keep them and their buddies out of prison and try to, maybe even influence the election however they can. So they hope that Biden would get in. They just kind of drag Biden across the line, so to speak, get him in and hope all this stuff goes away. But it appears that Trump is going to one of the biggest landslides in the history of our country. So it's going to be very interesting to see after he's gets reelected. How many of these people start, we start seeing those perp walks and start seeing people go to prison, people start paying for their crimes. And, all this stuff with Hunter Biden. I mean, when you've got Rudy Giuliani, you have all these, you have Biden's business partners, you have all these people confirming that the laptop and the emails and all the photos are real. And then you got the FBI that just says, you know what, we're not going to investigate this. But, they'll send, 19 people over to check out a garage door pull cord, thinking it's a hate crime. They'll, bust down, Giuliani's door and, or not Giuliani, but Roger Stone's door. They'll, go crazy on all types of, like the Steele dossier. They'll do all these types of things. But when they finally have the proof, they don't want to look into it. And I think you're right. I think there's so much. I think we're like at the tip of the iceberg. And I think there's so many things that these revelations are going to be, kind of coming to fruition over the next, I don't know, probably the next 7 days or something like that, that people are going to see how bad it really is. And maybe just like 5%, but that's going to be so stomach turning that over the next 7 days, all these things that start keep coming out. The people are not going to contest whatsoever that Biden is not going to be our president, and they would not believe that he had won the election, especially with all these new drops coming out all the time. And did you see that that video where he got caught? It was on Pod of America or something like that, where he says that they've created the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of the United States. Did you see that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I think that was a gaffe on him doing that, but what a Freudian slip that is, because we see that happening in real time. Now, I'm seeing people in the chat say if we could bring up our volume, that would be great. So if you could do that on your end, I've got mine pretty much maxed out. But yeah, I mean, I do agree with you that having stuff drop during this week is going to be very interesting. They've been ramping and saving like pieces each day. Like this morning, our friend Jim Hoff over at Gateway Pundit dropped that just completely damning article talking about the text messages in between the family of the in between the Biden family about I'll pick and choose my words carefully,
Jill
but
and covering up.
Yeah, covering up like the family issues when it comes to Hunter Biden and what he was doing with family members or how he was around them and for them to know about it. So having those kind of statements come out, I mean, we're hearing now that search engine like searches on "Can I change my vote?" have jumped up like a whole lot than normal in past years, because people are like, "Oh, I can't have anything to do with this." And then you watch the rallies, and they're like, "All right, let's bring out Obama." That's supposed to be, everybody said when Trump got in, we want Obama back. He's the real president. And now he can't get more than a handful of people on the street corner, and he's using a megaphone, which is pointless. Doesn't need it. He can just talk. So I'm not surprised by that. But what we really have here is this, like, we get to see what the media and the Democrats and everything, the facade that they create to make it look like we're really like it's a close race and Biden's winning. Like, even with us seeing these numbers, seeing the videos, seeing all the energy and the excitement, like, they could still paint a picture to where I actually know some people that are genuinely concerned about this election because they see, you add in the voter fraud, then you add in what the media is saying, and it creates this picture that we are actually this close. But I don't buy it. I really don't at all. I think that Trump has so much behind him, even before all this Hunter Biden stuff came out, that he would win in a fair election. Now, obviously, we do have the voter fraud issue. We do know that local state police are looking into it. How do we know about them finding all these ballots being dumped in places if there wasn't, actual investigations going on, if they weren't looking for these things? So they're trying their best in certain states that, you know, so shout out to the law enforcement doing what they need to do to help. But I think the red wave that is coming is going to be like, even with some voter fraud, there's no way that they can stop what Trump is doing and what he's created. And then they know, like you said, they carry Joe Biden over the finish line. We called that 6 months ago. They're like, they're really just going to use him by, you know, candidate in name only, and have everybody else do the work. And we see him go out and do these statements or these speeches or these interviews. And I haven't seen one, and maybe you have. Have you seen one interview that he actually did well and didn't have a gaffe, didn't get confused, didn't get frustrated at a question? Like, I haven't seen anything that I'm like, wow, he actually did a good job there. So I really think that we are where we need to be. And if their internal polling of the Trump campaign is that confident about things, then I'm going to lean into that too. But for everybody in the audience, grab your friends, grab your family, get them out and vote, promise them lunch, and say, let's just go knock this out real quick. Let's go vote in person, make sure it's taken care of correctly. And I think that we're going to be just fine with that. Now, what are they planning during the election? And obviously with social media trying to block people from saying that, you know, if you say Trump won the election on election night, they're going to probably delete your account.
Yeah.
But that, like we said, man, this is the chaos. This is what we expected, because they know with this Hunter Biden Pandora's box that's been opened, that's just a peek into the overall corruption that's been going on for decades. And it's not just Biden. It just happens to be about his family right now. If you know, there's bridges to be sold if you believe that Obama had no idea about this stuff going on, then again, being involved in it. So I think we're going to be able to spend the next several years really unpacking this corruption on a global scale, seeing people held accountable. And I do believe that we're going to see Gina Haspel of the CIA. I think we're going to see Ray either step down or be fired.
Yeah.
I know there's talks of that. But I think that they were put in place knowing that they would probably, if we're going to assume that they are completely just blocking things and they're not just waiting for the go signal to dump everything as like the flood that we keep talking about, I think that they were put in place because they knew that they would be stonewalling the situation. Trump can go the military aspect on fixing things, and then having them either step down because they are the face of all this corruption of blocking information, and then put in who they need to have in place. And I'd be very interested to see who that will be.
Yeah, no, there's so much you just unpacked right there. You know, just like just to kind of touch back on the voter fraud, I mean, I'm sure you saw in Travis County where there was like 750,000, ballots that were being, all kinds of funny business being done with one of Biden's campaign members, not to mention the stacks of driver's licenses and things like that. You don't really hear about that in the mainstream media. Yeah, Nevada, for instance, you know, they've already pushed through like 200,000 ballots where they use a machine to check the signatures where it only has to be like 40% right. And so the ex-attorney general there is really trying to, Alex, he's trying to stop that. But again, every time you turn around, California, you know, they're sending out millions of ballots to people. They're sending out ballots to other states. So it kind of plants that little seed where people are freaking out a little bit. But what they need to remember is it only takes 270 electoral votes. And from the last count I heard, it was like we're up to like 43 or 44 states. And so every state gets two votes, you know, because they have two senators, and then they get a vote for every representative of Congress they have. California, of course, has the most, 55, but he's already well beyond 270. So he is our next president, period. Facebook can try to censor that. They can try to say whatever they want, but that's why our founding fathers, one of my great uncles, you know, Benjamin Franklin, when they wrote, you know, our good old Constitution, they put that in there. And so he's already won. People that are scared, they shouldn't be. He's already won. But what we need is we need to make sure that we also have the Senate and the House. Because could you imagine that? If we have the Senate and the House and Trump in there, man, we could really get some stuff done. What do you think about that?
Right. Well, for the people out there that are like, why hasn't justice happened yet? Well, there was an alternative timeline that we missed out on if we had won the House in the, you know, 2 years ago. I think that we would have had, they had a plan in place for all of it, but the Senate was most important. For anybody that doesn't pay attention to politics or they're new to it, or just how the government works, because I've learned a lot over the last several years myself, like think about how important it is that we kept the Senate because of the impeachment trial.
He would be impeached. Like, exactly.
we all knew that it was a sham in the House, and we got to watch them literally put on their dog and pony show and just try to justify it to the public that we need to remove him over this phone call, even though we got to, you know, read it for ourselves and it was perfect. I do agree with that. And Trump would have known during that time about, as I understand it, about the Hunter Biden stuff and the laptop, because that was being trying to hand over for months. So if he had, all he had to do was ask about the corruption, it was justified as so for him to ask, because Ukraine's involved in this stuff. And then we have the impeachment trial happen. And then if the Senate was controlled by the Democrats, Trump would have been removed. And we would have understood why, because of all this Hunter stuff that's coming out now that we would have probably never found out about then at that point. So the biggest question that I have that makes me really wonder about Ray, because I've tried to hold that like 5% in the back of my head of he's just been told to just be a potted plant in the corner, wait for your time, do your investigations quietly, and then we're going to drop the hammer as a unified front. That right there, the fact that they knew about this during the impeachment trial and they had the, you know, the investigation in December 19, or they had the laptop back then while the impeachment stuff was going on, and they wouldn't allow the lawyers for Trump any access to this. They didn't even tell him about it as far as making it a part of the trial, quote unquote. That to me is very concerning, and that should kind of explain to people why things are taking so long. But I do believe, just like you said, I do believe Trump's going to win. The House Senate votes are what's more important to me at this point. But where do we go from there after that is like a nervous excitement, because there's so much that needs to be unpacked. And that's why people like myself, people like Red Pill 78, Woke Societies, all the names that you guys know, we get to have the opportunity to cover this information. And we all agree it feels like we're on offense right now. We're given the artillery, the ammunition through all these drops about Hunter Biden. We disseminate it and get it out to everywhere that we can. And that's what we want to do. So, yeah, man, I think we have an exciting future, but definitely head on the swivel.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's going to be exciting for sure, especially with, having the Senate and the House and Trump. I'm really excited for that. It is that nervous excitement. It's like, man, this is what he's been talking about from the beginning. Make America great again. Right. So, it's pretty incredible. It was a couple mentions here. So we got Suki, you know, thanks a bunch, appreciate you. Then we got Knock My Socks Off. Gab is putting video chats in place. Maybe you can get Methods to tell us what he knows about that. We were talking about that a little bit before. So if you just want to just talk real quick about what's going on at Gab, or what you know, or what's going on over there for Knock My Socks Off, that would be great.
And you're naming off people that I see in all the chats are good friends of mine. Shout out to y'all. Thanks for being here. As far as what Gab's going on with that, they know that we, with the YouTube purge and stuff, it's became a mess on people being able to find us all when it comes to live shows and then the uploaded content after the fact. Well, we've all been talking, and we're definitely going to use what they're going to have is called Gab TV. And it's not going to be live streams there. You'll have other places where you can find us that people have been lately. We're going to be able to upload our shows after the fact. People who make content like your iPods of the world or X22 report, they're going to be able to upload their content there directly. And we're going to make sure that you guys have a central hub for everything after the fact, especially for us to do live shows. We want people to still be able to hear it. So we're going to be putting them over there. And as I understand it, we're on a day-to-day basis on them finishing it. I don't want to give a date because I don't know and things change, but any day now, we'll be able to say, hey, you can watch our shows on Gab TV, and we're excited.
Yeah, Andrew, he's really been, you know, a voice for the people over the past, I don't even know what, 5 years, 6 years, something like that. So it's going to be great when it's up and running for sure. And then for streaming, you guys, right now, are you guys using, what, DLive? Is that what you're using mostly?
Well, DLive kind of became, because people, especially the ones in the chat that I see now, know that it's a party in the chat. Like, they hang out. There's great discussions. They're talking about the topics we are during the shows. When YouTube fell apart for all of us, then that kind of went away. So DLive kind of became that for people to hang out in the chat. And over there, they go crazy with the GIFs and the stickers and stuff. It's definitely chaos. But yeah, we're using DLive. Now there's discussion. Some of us have already switched over to Clout Hub. Full disclosure, I had my meeting with them today. I'll be setting my channel up with them. We're also have our buddies on the new platform called Pilled.net. They have a great streaming service going on there. We've been using them as well. And then some people are using, like Red Pill uses Twitch. I might do that. I'm considering it because it's just another option for people to see stuff. But as far as like what it what it used to be with YouTube, DLive is where a lot of people are gathering. And it's been cool to watch that shift happen, because DLive, I remember back in the day when some of the channels that I would watch before I was doing shows would try to use DLive, and there would be like maybe 50 to 100 people there. But we had, I think, like 4,000 last night for our show, Red Pill and Adel Nero, 412 and on. People are finding their way over there, and it's just kind of like a great like middle finger to YouTube when we can do it off this platform. I kind of feel like I'm past enemy lines right now, and it kind of feels good. So I appreciate you inviting me on.
Always, brother. I mean, you know, they've taken my channel down once. They've flagged me. They've removed 20 to 100 different videos where they take them down, then they'll put them back up. My last appeal, they just basically, you know, didn't even respond. They just said no. So, yeah, I think what we're seeing, though, in real time is this move away from, you know, the platforms like YouTube. You're seeing how people are kind of taking this decentralized approach, kind of like in blockchain, where you have all these different nodes, right? And they're all doing, you know, some do the same thing, some do different things, but you're seeing things like DLive, you're seeing things like CloudHub, you're seeing things like Gab. People are finding all these different, you know, nodes, all these different places where they can find you and find other people. And there are people are starting to wake up that the mainstream media is corrupt, that they've been feeding us lies, that they have a narrative, that they're, you know, looking out for their own, they're not looking out for us. And so it's great that all these other platforms are popping up, and that people were able to find you there, because, I mean, man, when you see what's happening with like Twitter and Facebook and YouTube, you know, people are being silenced. So having these other platforms are super important for people to be able to find, you know, people like yourself, find your voice, find your opinions, stay up to date on things. So it's I think it's a bright, new, exciting future. What's going to happen to the media? I think that a lot of the media that we see right now, they've been so discredited. You know, you got your CNNs, you've got your MSDNC, you know, you've got even Fox. You have all these different types of news agencies that have just been feeding us lies for years and years and years. And I think after the second term, I can't wait to see what happens to all these different news agencies. How many people are going to sue the crap out of them? I mean, you see, like, for instance, with Google, you know, you got the antitrust lawsuit. You know, you've got YouTube. You've got what, the purge lawsuits. What's your thoughts on that? Where do you see the media and the social media platforms too in the next, you know, 2 years or something like that?
Well, I mean, it's kind of hard to tell, because what the social media side is doing is kind of like the death of a thousand cuts. Like they're taking themselves out by censoring people, because then we all make noise about it. That's why it's very important. The digital soldiers, the Midnight Riders, for those that know what I'm referring to. We call out all this stuff, and we make sure that that people are aware of it. As far as like the next couple of years, you're going to see a shift, because like we were just talking about, with all of the people that do shows like myself, Red Pill, and others, we're all shifting. So obviously there's going to be a shift of going over to those directions. And then the lawsuits are happening. I think they just filed yesterday or today the purge, they're suing over the purge, and they've got the full list of people that got purged a week or two ago. I don't know where that's all going to go, but we're going to make it, at least in our world, we're going to make it irrelevant. The only reason why I use Twitter is because I know I can make a lot of noise because of the following that I have, but because the president's there, you know. But all it would take is for President Trump to be like, yeah, I'm going to use Gab now, or I'm going to use Parler, and leave. And I might just completely smile and deactivate my account that moment, because I hate the place. I really do. I love the family I have there. I love the opportunities I have there. But it's not where I'd rather be on other platforms that support what we're doing. We just want an even playing field. So as far as the media and what they're doing, I think that they're going to get caught up in the Spygate stuff, because we know that Devin Nunes had said he made criminal referrals that had to do with the media, because they colluded on that stuff. So there's going to be that problem. And then Trump can sue them into oblivion, even though he's already got lawsuits against them. I think there'll be more. But we're watching the rise of citizen journalists. We're watching the rise of independent media that's just over time is going to build such a following to where the other ones are going to be irrelevant. I think CNN, just like their projections, they were $100 million less than what they projected to make at this time. I think it's going to take time to do these things, but I think that we're doing the right thing now and shifting around. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, I agree with you for sure. And I'm excited for the future, especially after the election, when I think Trump is going to have 4 years to where he's just going to be cracking heads. I think he's been, you know, been very kind of conservative so to speak, especially over the past, year or two, because he knows he has to run for re-election and he doesn't want to kind of turn off the normies and the people in the middle that would think that he'd maybe be some kind of dictator. I mean, this president has had more power than any president in the history of our country, other than maybe George Washington, and he hasn't gone, that Obama Hitler type route. You know what I mean? He's stayed conservative. He's done more for the American people than any other president, other than again maybe Washington, because the founding of our country. But I'm curious to see what he's going to do over the next, 4 years when he doesn't care about re-election. And I think he's going to probably support Junior, I think, to be our next president after he wins the second term. Well, what do you think about that? What do you think about a Trump legacy? Another 40-something years of Trump between all of his kids. You think people would
Right.
be on board for that?
Well, I mean, if we're going to start off with Don Jr., I fully support that. If that's the decision on where they're going, then I'm going to support that one. I like Don Jr. I like where he stands. He's getting that practice going around and speaking in front of people for his father as far as the election goes. I would support that. I know that we all kind of have our dream spots, like to kind of fix everything, let's put a General Flynn in there. Like, just have him take care of everything. But yeah, I'll ask the chat while they're here. Who do you guys think that should be 2024? It's always interesting to see. And I don't get to do that over here on YouTube anymore. So let me know in the chat what you guys think. But yeah, I think Trump's going to, like we talk about having the shackles off of the election for the next 4 years, be able to, like you said, crack heads. But I think he's going to have to do some of it sooner rather than later. Because we know that they don't need to be able to use that, the Democrats, in the next election. He's got to go ahead and make some waves. I think, like you talked about with Section 230, an amended Section 230, they don't have their protections, I think will also destroy them because they would then be held accountable for the stuff that gets published on their platforms because they are publishers. They just like to hide behind red tape, like legalese red tape, to protect themselves from that stuff. So, I think that we're going to have a beautiful future in this. We just got to get past the election, and then we got to have a few things need to happen. I try to be positive and stay comfy with things, but we need to see the Internet Bill of Rights type thing, the Section 230, like change up type thing, and we also need to see some people held accountable because when you've got people, when we have that perp walk, there's like this type of like almost bloodlust for justice. Like we want to see these things happen. The kind of fire that's going to be started, the reinvigorating of Trump's base, patriots in America and all over the world, like they're going to be set for so long that they're going to fight positively and not have to worry about that. The post, nothing's happening. Why isn't anybody getting arrested? That post, that world where that's not being said anymore, then we're all unleashed in a way to where we can handle things even further and not worry about consoling people and saying, hey, calm down, relax. Know it can look bad at times, but it's going to be okay. Say your prayers, lean on your religion, lean on your faith, lean on your friends, your digital family that we have, and we'll get through this together. But when we take that element out and we actually see justice happening, that's a beautiful world. And that's exciting to any of us when we talk about it. And I think that we're going to be having that sooner than we think at this point.
Yeah, I know we all just want to be able to express our First Amendment, and not have to worry about being censored and have all these different places where we can do it. And yeah, that's definitely a bright day for sure. A lot of people were saying, methods for president, huh? So methods for president. Yeah, look at
I don't know if you guys want me doing that. I will just stick to Anon and talking on platforms. That's fine with me.
we had see we had Nana for Trump, a bunch of other people that say, you have Trump Jr. and Pence. I saw Trump Jr. In person. I got to hang out and meet him and his other half, and took the oldest kid. He was tech support. So we've seen Trump in person. We've seen Junior in person. We're supposed to see Eric tomorrow in person. And I tell you, man, when you look at these kids and how he's raised his kids versus you look at somebody like Biden and you look at
Oof.
his kid or his family. It's like, holy crap, people have to see this kind of stuff. You know what I mean? It's, what are your thoughts there? I mean, what kind of dad you have to be to, or I guess we probably don't want to talk about that on YouTube, what kind of dad you have to be to create something like Hunter. But
Right.
man, there's just such a stark difference between the two families and the children. And, I have no problem supporting most of his kids, I think, for our next president. Because it seems like they've got a pretty good pulse, it seems like, on things and on what the Americans, need and want. And I think that'd be kind of exciting to see, you know, Junior or somebody else, or Junior Flynn, right? See if Flynn is VP. But what do you think there?
Well, yeah, what we're learning, especially recently with all these, text messages and emails coming out and other people saying, that they heard this or heard that. I think that it lets me know because we're old enough to remember just a few years ago how much they went after Don Jr. and talk about him, profiting off of his father. And I think like the number one word that can speak for the media and especially the Democrats over the last, for this first term is projection.
100%.
They keep accusing Trump, his family of all these things. And now we're finding out that all you would have had to do was switch out the name Don Jr. or Eric for Hunter Biden, and then you would have it would fit entirely. And I'm loving watching almost in a weird way. I love watching the media now have to dance around this being brought up. It's like you chase the Russia collusion narrative, you chase all these attacks about Don Jr., all the associations with Trump and his family. Now you're actually given stuff that you could do the journalism on. You have the actual evidence, and they're dancing around it and saying, oh, it's not, we can't confirm it. It's just watching them kind of scrambles a lot of fun. But to your point about the culture of the family as a whole, that just kind of shows you that Joe Biden is definitely like your standard poster child politician. He's been lying to everybody for so long, for decades. Hell, he said in the beginning, when like get starting out, that he had no problem being bought. He could be bought, and he said it back then. And he can't claim being,
He was too
slipping
young.
into, yeah, he can't claim like slipping into senility, which I assume that he's going to be doing as this stuff comes out and he loses this election. But that's just a product. To me, it's a product of this environment of our government, what it's been like as a whole, because the families would be like living in a different tier, that two-tier justice. They live a different life than us. They're in on the whole secret, and they look at us as like sheep, as peasants, essentially. So the families would be a product of that. If you've got people that are like they essentially enjoy lying to people, they're narcissistic, they enjoy the power and the greed, and then you've got that in the family household at the top especially, and these people are using their family members as like the middlemen or women to facilitate this corruption and like the money laundering and all that stuff. I'm not surprised that there's drug addicts involved ending up in rehab that are relatives of these people. That's not surprising to me. What's more surprising in itself is that what our investigative like entities, the intel agencies, the media, all of them, how they've had to work overtime for decades to keep this covered up, because they would have to know. Or we don't have intelligence agencies. Like they're worthless at that point, but they've been using it for the wrong reason for a long time.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Projection, 100%. You could pretty much just enter, Hunter's name for everything that they were accusing, Junior of. Everything that they were accusing Trump of, was actually, Biden. When you look at Biden's brothers, I mean, come on. How do you like? I own one of the largest construction companies, in service companies in California. I own one of the largest real estate companies in Nevada. Now, to be able to go build like 1,000 units, 1,000 homes in Iraq with zero, I mean, zero expertise, that doesn't happen. It can't happen.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so when you look at, Biden's brothers and how they're, getting all this, all this money and they're getting these positions and power, it's like, yeah, somebody's bought and paid for. And I think people are starting to see that for sure. And we got a great chat here, man. You got a lot of great people here. I see some of my fam, and I see a whole bunch of your fam here. And much love and support to all of you. Love you all. God bless, man. Great people
Yeah,
here. Yeah.
best part of these shows is being able to read this chat and just hang out with everybody. But no, I agree with you, because I mean, you would have to have like, I find it just really crazy to think about how like the American people vote. We put these people in the office, they work their way up the chain, it becomes a vice president or president, they make their way up, and we all believe that we're voting and putting these people in place, and so we kind of feel like we're involved. They're literally putting themselves in positions to be able to grift the world, give themselves inside deals like what you're talking about with his brother in Iraq, and then even further on deals going on through Hunter and Burisma and all that stuff. Like that's what they were getting into politics for, but they make us believe that if we vote, we're being patriotic, but we're literally choosing, it's like we're choosing like the American Idol of who gets to be, you know, gets to be in these positions to then use us all. And then we get so preoccupied with Hollywood and, you know, like television stuff, sports, and like now you understand when you look at it that way on why they put so much money into it. But Caesar. It's just like, right,
Caesar. We're paying,
exactly. But it's just the even more sickening thing about it is that we then pay for it. We seek it out. Like we wait on this movie to come out. I just speak, we as in the American public in general, we wait for these things to come out. We get excited. We see the movie. We talk about it. Meanwhile, they're doing all this stuff behind the scenes, and not even just the depravity stuff that they're doing that's sickening or demonic. Like I'm talking about just the actual corruption of what they're doing. And then all Trump does is ask in one phone call to just kind of look into it. And then we have an impeachment chaos for 3 months straight. That shows you how much they like they spend all their time to hide it. And, you know, all it takes is for just a little bit of sunlight. And then they start censoring like China does. Well, New York Post still doesn't have their Twitter account.
Yep.
You know, and all they did was just do their job. It's just mind blowing. But I'm so glad that this is starting to be talked about because it needs to be.
Yeah, no, 100%. I mean, you look at the New York Post, they actually endorsed Trump. I think it was today, right? That's the first time I think. They've ever endorsed a Republican. You have the New York PD, NYPD, you know, they endorsed, Trump. And you see what's happening in New York right now, man, with what they're doing to the Jewish communities. Have you seen that?
I've seen the rise up as far as like them protesting about it. And you know, a protest is doing a good job when they have to send out, you know, the people, I'll just use the words black bloc. Like they send out their goons, the Foot Clan, as a Ninja Turtle reference, to go out there and break these things up because of how big and how much impact they make. Because those kind of video clips, when you see like the Jews for Trump be able to take over a bridge to say we don't want what's going on here in New York, that's a beautiful sight to see because that's New York. I mean, think about didn't Hillary win by like 70-something% or more in 2016? They wanted nothing to do with Trump out there. And then now we've got these things going on in the streets about like we're seeing MAGA happen there. California, too, has been a beautiful sight to see. I saw recently a video and it just seemed like the parade just wouldn't stop. They're like, we have this red wave happening now, but there is going to be these kind of like, I'll just use the word growing pains. But like, there's going to be this push back and forth. It just gets unfortunate when these clips that we see of isolated incidents becomes to where we think that's the entire place. Like, no, I think we are winning. I think God's in control. There's just circumstances that like, honestly, we would, if it makes you sick and it makes you worried, it's because you have like a good heart, you're genuine, you have a soul, and it's not the America you want to see happen. And that's why it really frustrates you. But I think we are definitely moving in the right direction.
Yeah, I think people are definitely going to show up and vote, unlike we've ever seen before, for sure. But yeah, I mean, when you see what they were doing there in New York, what they're doing in New York, especially to the Jews and stuff, it's very similar to like Nazi Germany. It's incredible how disgusting de Blasio and Cuomo and those guys are, you know, with the deaths in the nursing homes, how they're treating Jews. You know, I can't imagine anybody that still lives in New York that would want to vote for that. And I think that the reason why we have certain areas in the United States that went blue for no apparent reason. Like, I mean, think about it. You got Texas, right? Texas is the Lone Star State, right? Sovereign state. You've got, real cowboys and men and people there that, you know, are, you know, they don't mess around. Dude, they've been Republican, but somehow Austin and other parts have gone blue. The only way that kind of happens, I feel, is voter fraud. And I think Biden with his little snafu where he actually said, you know, they've got the most extensive, inclusive voter fraud system that America's ever seen. I think he's actually telling the truth for once. I really do. Because, like, when I look at California, for instance, there was a representative that I supported. And so we got him through the primaries. He won, no problem. And then when it came time to the general, he actually beat, you know, this clown McNerney. He beat him. Right at night, but at the time we woke up in the morning, the union had come in and counted the votes, and he lost. So what I'm getting at here is I think we have crazy voter fraud across the United States, and I think we're going to start seeing more and more of these people, like you've been seeing pretty much every day, just not at a major news level, at kind of a local newsletter level of people getting popped for all this voter fraud. And I think we're going to see the biggest red wave in the history of our country because so many people are being caught right now. They're not able to cheat like they have in the past. And so when we have all these outdated numbers, like, oh, she won 70% of the vote last time. It's like, did she? Or did they just have the most, extensive and inclusive voter fraud system the country, the world has ever seen? So I'm so excited, man, about 11-3. How about you?
Oh, I definitely am. I'm excited because we're going to be able to close with a very important chapter and be given the, a new horizon that is a Trump unleashed second term. And I do agree with you on the voter fraud stuff too. It's funny how that works, and I say funny in an ironic way,
Sure.
that there are those close contested votes. It looks like it's all leaning red on a certain election, and then they have these extra counts or something happens and they want to double check. And the next thing you know, the Democrat wins. I think that they're gonna be they're they've been really paying attention to this, and I think that they're gonna catch a lot of people in that during this election. I think they learned a lot from 2018. I think that we're gonna be able to I think we're gonna have a more fair election than I think that we're all kind of assuming, especially for the people that are worried because of what we keep hearing about the voter fraud. I think that we're gonna not have it as much as expected, but I think that we're gonna be all right. I think Trump's red wave, like you said, is so big at this point because they've not only have they just like attacked the president that we like. Or maybe you didn't like him before because of his attitude or how he carries himself. But you just see how he's just been attacked ever since the jump of his first term. And even before that, that bothers. And then you're like, you feel for the guy. So you're like, let me look and see if they're actually lying about him. And then they find the truth through alternative media. And then they get angry because when you are attacking the person and lying to them, when somebody lies to you and you find out, it bothers you, it makes you angry. Well, we've been getting that the entire time, and people have been waking up to that. So you've got that wave growing. And then on top of that, they have no problem talking bad about us and censoring us and deplatforming people in purges on YouTube and everywhere else. That pisses us off and makes us excited to vote and excited to reach out to more people. So this is going to be the biggest, like, boomerang. A 4-year boomerang is going to happen. Now, Hillary losing was a massive boomerang. That was multi elections coming. But I think this one right here, all their work in the last 4 years is going to be in such vain. And I hope we get those montages of them getting upset in the news. I absolutely love those montages. And I also said on the show last night, I'd love to see some of them quit on air in protest of Trump winning. I would love to just see a mass exodus of the media because they know that they're screwed anyways.
Yeah, not my president part two. Yeah, and all these people, all these actors that said they were going to leave the country if he's, elected. Let's help him pack. I tell you what,
Right.
but yeah, I mean, like you've touched on so many different points here. I mean, back where you were talking about people were really looking forward to movies and sports and things like that. Like Caesar always said, give them food, drink, and sport, and the people will never revolt. Now, people are actually becoming more political or maybe more constitutional. People are paying more attention now to these fallacies, these lies that we're getting, told by the media, and they're starting to scratch their head and they're being like, well, if that's true, then why are these people over here being censored? Why is this happening? Why is that happening? People are starting to look into politics for the first time. These people were never political before, and now they are. And so this wave that is coming is going to be incredible, I think, for sure. And we should have the audience, man, give you some questions. So if anybody's got any questions, for methods, hit us up right here, and we'll try to keep this, about an hour. And again, a million apologies for me screwing up in the beginning. Something happened with our stream key, so I don't know what happened, but
That's what happened to me on my second show ever. It created a double stream key, and so it's not your fault on that. But no, I do agree because I've watched also, like, I'll speak from experience that I wasn't political in the form of being active about it, like speaking my mind, covering things until after Trump got elected. And then really when our favorite Anon showed up, I saw the need for it to happen. I voted for Trump because I knew what it meant for Hillary. We all kind of knew that. Anybody that's paid attention at all for the last few decades would know that. But I got involved because of Trump being president. And there's plenty out there that I've talked to that have been created, you know, have created this platform or created, you know, something in their local area or on internet or in their Facebook groups and all that stuff. You know, like our activism game is very, very strong, and that's terrifying to them. Yeah. Okay. So you, are you going to read questions off, or you just want me to kind of just.
Yeah. I mean, you can take over. You know, we got, let's see here. Who was it that said, Patriot Dog Dad. He says, hell, we've even got a soda down here in Texas called Big Red. I tell you, man, I got a lot of family in Texas. I almost moved to Texas. I love it down there. And when you see something go blue like that, you're like, I call BS.
Right. No, yeah. And I know the drink Big Red that he's talking about, yeah. Too. I'm in the South. I'm not in Texas, but I know that drink as well. John Gintz in the chat is asking if I'm on BitChute. I am, but it's a dumpster fire to upload to BitChute. I thought 5 hours was bad for me. My buddy Hulkinator took him 16 hours for one episode to upload for him. So it's over there. I've got the links on my Twitter at Empton Madness. You'll see it in my bio. But we're going to definitely be using Gab when we get there.
Then you got, you got Trump Be Cool. He says, where does Method see himself in 5 years?
Oh, that's a good question. I want to keep doing this kind of thing. I want to keep talking. I mean, it's not just with Trump winning and arrests happening, you know, then we could all ride off into the sunset and be okay. We're going to have to cover life still moves on. There's still, and evil, we'll just use that as a blanket term, is still going to try to get back control. So I want to cover things in real time. So I'll be doing my shows as well. And as far as anything else, I don't know. If anything, as this goes on, I would want to help like orchestrate other people getting involved, like the upcoming channels. I would kind of want to help be not like a manager, but like a facilitator to make those things happen. Because the previous life before this, I was a music manager. I would put tours and concerts and stuff together. So that was my world. So I like being able to organize things.
Yeah, I keep getting people saying my volume is down too low, so I just turned up the gain a little bit more. You got Dana. She's asking if you and Red Pill are on DLive.
Yes, we are on DLive. If you can turn out down your speaker, though, a little bit for me, Robert, I can hear myself talk. Yeah, we're using DLive for right now. Just DLive, DLive.tv or DLive.com/methods and then /RedPill78.
Okay. TikTok's opinion wants to know what you want for Christmas.
That's my buddy TikTok, and he's definitely do that. I'll just say I want justice. I want to see arrest happen. Trump's second term, and everybody's being comfy and happy and, you know, not stressed, because we're all stressed with all the work we do. It all leans on our shoulders. I want everybody to be comfortable. So for Christmas, I want everybody to be where they wanted to be this entire time.
Yeah, that would be incredible, right? You know, big red wave, justice, that would be awesome. Cool, man. So we'll try to get everybody out of here. So where can people find you? Any closing costs or closing thoughts that you have and all that kind of good stuff?
Right. Well, I mean, first off, I really do appreciate you inviting me on here. Like any opportunity to go on YouTube to do these kind of things is definitely what I want to do. But yeah, like everybody, we are in the final stretch. We're getting into the election. It's, what is it, a week from tomorrow? So just head on the swivel, pay attention. There's obviously going to be mud slung from both sides. We need to break it down for people. But keep everybody calm. If anything, what if you could actually enjoy this week? It's going to be the most chaotic thing ever. Try to find your balance. Be happy. Be there for everybody else that's stressed out. And once we get past the election, everything will be smooth. But, yeah, thank you, man, again, for having me on. You know where to find me as far as Twitter and everything else. And then I'm literally live for the next 2 weeks on something. So every day you'll be able to catch me somewhere. I'll be here on YouTube next week. I'll put that link out here in a few days. So, thanks again, man, for having me on.
Always. So I'll make sure I put that. I can't put the link tree. I tried doing that in the pinned comment for you. For whatever reason, YouTube kept taking it down. So what I'll do is I'll go through, get every single one of your links. I'll put them all in the pinned comments for people to find. And then for, this channel here, we used to cover a lot of crypto for people. Me and my son, we would just do this for fun. And then a lot of people know that, you know, politics and entrepreneurship. So we started doing videos for them. So we try to release videos every once in a while. We'll try to get you back on after, after the election, of course. Appreciate everybody in the audience. Love you all. God bless you all. Make sure you pray for Trump. Make sure you show up and vote in person. And until next time, peeps.
Catch you on the next one. Hey peeps, just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beetle shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beetles and his guests. Robert Beetles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of Trading View Sessions, Crypto Beetles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beetles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. God bless you. Love you. And I'll catch you on the next one.